Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Greetings, Trashlings. Sarah here. I am just letting you know, this is one of a two-part Bachelorette episode day. Part one, which I just forgot to post last week. I'm so sorry. It took a little bit of extra editing because I had lost my voice in the eclipse energy, but this is going to be a great episode for anybody who missed last week and doesn't really have 4 hours tonight to give to this show. So here is a quick 30 minutes about what went down last week. We hope you enjoy it. And otherwise, we will talk to you after tonight's episode of The Bachelorette. And LOL, I apologize about my voice. Here, check it out. Hey, Casey.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Welcome to the pod, Trashlings.
We won't make this too long because honestly, I should probably stop talking right now. But it's just like, while we're talking about watching a show where there's passion, you know, being questioned, I think that as we talk about the episode, you're going to understand a little more about why my voice is hoarse.
Exactly. Perfect. With your beautiful, gorgeous whisper right now. But let's get right into it. Minnesota Joe gets the one-on-one straight off the bat. Now, we're in Minnesota for this episode. We right. see Michelle and her precious little parents, which we love.
I think they are really in love.
It gives a little more credence to her just continuously talking about how great her parents' love story is, which is otherwise creepy. But when you see it in person, you're like, I get it. We're in Minnesota. We're in Minneapolis, I believe.
Here's the thing about when we talk about here for the wrong reasons, here for the right reasons. Hypothetically, when we're looking for love, we would want somebody just to be like authentic, right? But the minute that you have guys going, Minnesota, oh shit, we're in Minnesota.
Yeah, the authenticity goes right out the window.
I don't even know if some of them even knew Minnesota existed.
So we get to Minnesota, we meet her parents, and then we hit the ground running with Joe. Minnesota Joe gets the first one-on-one. Now, first I thought, is this a bit of a waste? Because he already knows Minnesota. She could show somebody else the hometown. But you know, she couldn't help it because she's a little goo goo gaga for him. So she chose him and they had a whole like high school reminiscing date. Now we got to realize that anybody needs to realize that when you're reminiscing and you're going down memory lane, if someone else is not there with you,
bro, you're reading my notes right now.
It is just not that enjoyable. So if she actually wants to convince this guy to be into her, she should have done the Nate date. She plays it cool with Nate. With Nate, she has some game. With Joe, the game goes out the window. She's goo goo gaga. It was like she was back in high school and she's like, this was my locker. So that was kind of that whole date. And I don't think she really reads the signals with him all the time.
But well, here's what it is. No, but Casey, remember, they're all pre-Saturn return. So before you go through your Saturn return, you actually think what's happening is almost the opposite of what is. So what you just said, even, it's not, as an adult, no, because we're adults now, so we know that actually when we talk about good game, it means that you act cool, right? You weren't like, she didn't like dribble it through her legs and then bop it on his head and then steal a kiss. I mean, that's like, that'd be a good game, right? Like, but it's like the goo goo gaga and the anxiety and the overexcitement. What we now know is it's actually not a good sign, because that means that there is, and especially when it's like this unresolved high school thing, this whole thing with Joe feels massively, accidentally abusive to me. Not in a conscious way, but I've been in this position before and I know it well, where you're like, let's try again. Now you'll see what I see. And they're like, nah, basketball is really my life. Like, we haven't heard a sentence come out of Joe's mouth on his own accord to say, hey, for the record, I ghosted you And that was not okay. For her to be like, he said sorry after I brought it up, after he made me bring it up.
She's not even giving Joe the chance to gaslight her about this. She's like,
too rather thirsty.
Blind. Rather right, just put right. the blinders, not even bringing it up. I hope at some point she does bring it up again. But then again, I think.
No, but no, that's not what happens before the Saturn. She won't. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I didn't want to tell you right now. She won't bring it up again because this is what the Saturn return prepares us for. Mm. Once our Saturn returns, that's why I was saying before, all these people are young. So it's kind of like what we're seeing with Joe and Michelle is a karmic story ending, whether it's past life, which it obviously is, or even from this life, it is a what goes around comes around. And if you don't learn your lesson, you just go around again and again and again until you learn your lesson, which is when you stop doing your karma and you start doing your dharma. If you didn't learn your lesson, Saturn will reveal it to you in a harsh, harsh way. Now, she's approaching her Saturn return, which means she thinks that she's a woman who knows and has been through a lot. But actually, she hasn't been through the worst of it.
So the timing to be bachelorette is not ideal, for sure.
Oh my God.
Later in the date, Joe's walls do come down a little bit.
And it was not about her at all.
So then they go on their dinner portion of the date where they talk about their feelings. You know, we know how it all goes. So he starts saying, oh, like, I don't show my emotions that easily. I'm very reserved, just like, and she says that he's reserved like her dad and her brother, that he reminds her of them.
Again, though, this is karma. Okay, so she likes her dad and her brother as people, but she likes her dad and her mom's relationship, which is what she's afraid she can't have. But she feels familiar with him because there is a lesson that she is trying not to learn that actually is going to hurt her in the end, but it has to happen.
Yep. And so he says he does usually kind of have a wall up. He's only seen his dad cry twice, which seems like a lot of times to see a dad cry.
I don't know if I've ever seen my dad cry. Same. And he has not been happy for years.
Yeah, same. Like, my dad's pretty happy.
My dad's just such a Scorpio with an Aquarius moon that all the feelings get bottled up, and then he does something outrageous. It doesn't hurt anybody, but it's like a big expression. And then he's like, anyway, you want to go to the mall?
Minnesota Joe has a wall up and is uncomfortable. And then we learn his whole story about he got injured when he was like in seventh grade. And then that injury added to another injury, another injury, another injury, where he ended up with like seven screws in his foot. And this is a guy who was like trying so hard to be good at basketball. He clearly was very good at basketball. It was his whole identity. So then when that fell away, he had kind of like an ego death, as you and Molly were talking about literally this week.
Thanks for being a fan.
So he had to give up basketball and didn't know who he was. Now, I get that this is kind of like a cheesy thing, but I do kind of understand where he's coming from with that. It was identity. It was his ego death. Of course, like Michelle totally understands. She's like, basketball. I freaking love basketball. Oh my God. Of course I understand. But it doesn't really see. I guess her identity was pretty tied up with basketball, but it seems like it's very tied up with being a teacher now. So she got out of that somehow.
Here's a hot take from a cool gal. My prediction, Joe Coleman gonna end up with Colton Underwood.
Ooh, that'd
Colton
be hot.
Colton and Joe, if you are a basketball player who isn't dating women and you're talking about your dad's tears and you're just injuring yourself and you're forcing yourself to keep playing, why aren't you at least trying to fuck
women? And you're ghosting a snack like Michelle.
And you're ghosting what would otherwise obviously be the match. Unless there was... It's the same reason why it was weird. It's like, not that I am like, no, if you don't have sex before you're married, you're gay. But if you don't have sex before you're married, you might not need to go on The Bachelorette to just meet a girl you would marry. At that point, you might marry anyone just to get a nut off.
That's right. That's completely right. Unless you're not there for the right reason.
I would say that we have some wrong. I actually think, though, I want to make it. This is another hot take. It just came to me. I think based on the way that society, like, we're sort of in this weird purgatory, right?
Yeah.
If, in fact, I'm right, I want to say that Joe Coleman, whether this was conscious or not, is here for the right reasons, because this would actually be the thing that would connect him to love, and it would be the thing that they could actually like relate on. Yeah, I had to come on The Bachelor to finally admit that I wasn't actually injuring my neck over and over and over again just to stay in hospital beds or back on the field. I was actually avoiding seeing pussies.
Either way,
look, that's what you're here for. We don't want to be just like all the other Bachelor podcasts. There's a million, but we're the trash cast.
Yeah. And what one thing that seems abundantly clear when I do watch our dates is that I just don't think he's as into her as she is into them.
Even I'm sexier with you than Joe Coleman has been since the years before he met. Look, men and women and women, men and men. It's not about that. It's about not being able to help yourself. When I said to Casey, how did you know that you were going to marry your husband? She said, well, it was the kind of thing where once we met each other, we just never wanted to leave each other's side and we couldn't not get married because we wanted to be together and it was just what it was, right? And it's like, huh. Now, to be honest, I believe you got married before your Saturn return too, right? But that wasn't your lesson to learn. You have other lessons to learn, which is that I told you what it was, which was that I'm going to get you fucking, you're not just Molly's sister. You are a fucking talent.
I need to that express myself.
You're going to become the think piece writer, but you have to practice doing it with the Gemini. Joe Coleman is into Joe Coleman. Michelle is into Joe Coleman. Either way, Nate's the guy.
That's what it is. For the group date, we went to the Minnesota Vikings Stadium.
Yes.
And they played Viking games. I don't think we need to spend too much time on this.
No, I think the only note I have from the Viking games.
I got a feeling.
Is that the only time on this show so far that I've been attracted to Chris S. was when he put on the donkey ass. Is that what you thought I was going to say?
That's not where I thought you were going.
What did you think I was going to say?
Well, that made me wonder if he has some Sagittarius in his...
Well, he looks like? He looks like the motherfucking Chiron, okay? The half man, half horse bottom.
I thought that was a centaur, like Sagittarius.
Sagittarius is an archer. And so it's a centaur playing archery.
Okay.
But Chiron is the centaur. Who is wounded because he's half man, half horse, and he's very hurt about being different. Oh my God, Chris S. is Chiron personified in this episode. How wonderful. Astrology is everywhere, okay?
Wow, because if people don't know, Chiron symbolizes your ancient wound. So when you were talking earlier about me, what I need to do, I need to express myself. My Chiron's in Leo.
Yes. Right. You need to be like, right. You have some wound that doesn't really make sense about why you're not a star or why you can't really express yourself. And it's actually like, no, when you actually do express yourself, you're going to be the best. But you have to get over whatever that deep ancient fear is.
So it is both your ancient wound and your superpower if you can yield it.
This
correctly.
Is exactly what I'm saying, and it is the point of the Saturn return, because until your Saturn returns, you don't have any context for how to heal it. It just seems like it is what it is. Then you wake up and you start to realize, oh, I'm an individual person, and this really hurts, and you start to explore it, and you go, gosh, I'm noticing that I keep having this story replay over and over and over again. And then if you actually quiet the mind and you don't try to figure it out or get the guy back or whatever, which never happens, you always do it, and you wring that towel out until you are adding water just so you can keep bringing it out because you know that you could get it to dry, and it's like, you did get it to dry, it's dry. And that's when you actually make the hard choice to let go of your ego's fantasy of what you know you're making happen. And when you get that lesson, everything changes, because the flip of it is that then you can speak on it and then you can share about it. And then people hear your story and then they go, wow, okay. So even if they have a different Chiron, they can take in your healed perspective. And even just by virtue of being a healed person and coming from a place of love, because you've overcome the ego's fear of not being right.
I would say it could have been his superpower for the date. He could have used it and been funny about it, but he just was too wounded. I saw him a couple times like smacking the horse's butt and stuff, but he didn't sell it enough. He could have used it.
He was like doing like purse lips in the mirror. If you're not being funny, looking hotter, wearing the horse ass, actually what's really going on is he's like, I actually love wearing these hooves. I needed a lift. It's just, you're really missing. There's some blind spots here, man.
There's some blind spots, Chris S. So the rest of the date is Viking food. They're eating disgusting stuff. Basically,
yeah.
Clayton is loving life. Your man Clayton was just like in his element, loving.
You know what?
Viking.
I'm done with Clayton. He has an underbite, and I can't stand to look at it because I hate myself.
You loved it last week.
I know, but now I'm realizing that I haven't. It's kind of like why I don't want to date someone Jewish either. I don't need a little Jew that's like, ay. And I don't need to look at my imperfect face. I would rather just look at you.
Okay, so Clayton's out now? He was like, your man.
Clayton is hot, yeah, but that's the I don't need to have someone that has the one thing that I'm insecure about. Bring out the best of the love.
Bring out the best of that love.
Exactly, bro.
Exactly. So to bring out the best of the love.
They were eating disgusting food.
Well, he genuinely likes her. That's all I was going to say about this date. And then later, like, he, like, seems to really be goo goo gaga. But then maybe in the next preview, it seems maybe he could be crazy. Or maybe they were talking about someone else. I don't know. And then Chris S. continues to spiral. And Clayton gets that date rose. And they have a freaking conversation. Except it's about literally nothing. And she's like, no, I think you're, like, really growing on me and stuff. And it's like, is he? Yeah, is he? So. Or is he just nice to look at?
I think he's nice to look at unless you have an underbite and you're just staring at your flaw in the face.
Everybody
you else. Know, when I thought he had an underbite, but then I couldn't tell I liked it. But now that I can only see his underbite, I'm like, how is everyone telling me they can't notice my underbite? It's all I can fucking see. Let's talk about Chris S. for a second. He is dead fucking serious. Talking to the camera like he has been insulted. He says, I'm Chris and there are the other guys. And it's like, actually, you're Chris S. You're one of the guys who needs an initial to distinguish himself from the other Chris's. You're actually just one of the Chris's.
And like, you're not even significant enough that like, I would still know your name if they weren't putting it on the little Chiron at the bottom. Like
the Chiron, the little Chiron at the bottom.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Well, look at that language. Molly and wow. I have been really accidentally uncovering some of the secrets of, I guess, the Illuminati, but just how we have abused power by fake newsing everything. Like
with the Chiron.
With the fucking Chiron. When Brandon came in to interrupt in a specifically Michael Jackson voice, I didn't win the biggest, baddest Viking. Yeah, he ain't it. But okay, we can wrap it up because there's really nothing else. Nate obviously is the dude.
Well, Nate, they went on their lake date and he met her friends, which was cute.
I thought it was a great date.
It was a great date. I was like,
and I loved his answers. He answered correctly.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Yeah, he was like, I mean, I'm not going to say whether any of the guys are there for the right reasons or I don't know, whatever. Like, it's like, yeah, that's a trap. Do not answer that.
Right.
And it was cute. He said he wants someone to call him on his BS. Sagittarius moon's got you, Michelle.
Well, and that's why he was smiling when she was like, you didn't pay any attention to me. His dick was getting hard. He was trying to fucking, like, not think about it. He was like, oh, shit, she's calling me out. She's calling me out.
Fuck, calling me out. I love
fuck,
it.
Fuck. Look at the sky. Look at the ceiling. Look at the ceiling.
And then he wants someone fun. He wants his inner child.
She literally works with children. She loves children.
Oh, true. But then she took that and was like, I totally get what you mean. I was in that situation. And the situation she described was like awful, but definitely had nothing to do really with the inner child that I could tell.
Right. Well, I thought what she was trying to say was my inner child was, because he was like, I don't want things to ever get like too serious and heavy. I want to always be able to keep it light. And she's like, actually, I thought what she was saying was I kept myself in a dark relationship where they didn't pay attention to me. You see that? Another Joe Coleman could be the lesson, but you didn't learn it. So now you got to try it again. Somebody that's not really paying attention to you and doesn't really like you, they're actually not going to care when you are almost so sick that you have to put a food bag in your gut because your heart is wailing for someone to pay attention to it. And yet you think, I'm just gross right now.
That would be Joe Coleman, like round two.
I think it would.
She was so... I would say the way to put it is really that the relationship was so off balance. And I've been in situations like that before where like, I was literally like going for a run because my emotions were so
difficult
to deal with. And I'm just sobbing and running like in my hometown, just like down.
God, I got to work out again, man. Cause I'm doing that, but I'm texting staccato for 3 hours, one word at a time to make my point.
Well, yeah, that we said that is your version of running last week.
Right. driving and singing and talking, or running through your fucking data plan.
Yeah, exactly. But like, so she's like, she was giving so much and he was just taking, and to the point that it was making her sick and she couldn't eat. And
she's like, here, have my bile, have my spleen, have everything inside me. And he was like, honestly, not that in you. And she was like, but I'm dying. And he's like, so it's not going to work.
And like, he wasn't, so she moved back in with her parents. I'm just so sad that it like got that intense for her.
I'm sad that it got that intense for her and she's not seeing that she's now goo goo gaga as for someone who's literally already, he hasn't been interested in her since before the show.
He's giving her just enough little breadcrumbs to keep
to stay her on The Bachelor long enough that what's his name notices that Colton notices him and says, yo, I recognize myself in that guy. Instead of having him come out, I'm gonna let him know he's gay so he's off the hook, and then we can like save each other.
I do think that he's probably in it to be The Bachelor. So okay, so forget
we
Joe.
Can finish. That's pretty much it. But then yeah, there was a big finale.
Yeah, so they talk about that. It was very sweet. They like, you know, Nate's a sweetie pie. So then, but then
I really
Chris
like him.
S comes in.
Well, Chris S decides because he felt offended that she didn't come talk to him about the news that he delivered, that the guys that she likes are actually planning on continuing to date her. That's really what he was saying. He was like, Nate thinks he's going to go on a one-on-one with you. And she's like, okay. He's like, I felt so foolish after the other night when I told you the truth. You don't feel foolish right now breaking up a date with fireworks. They were just making out and saying, I think you're the one already. That's his Chiron. He needed to go as far as to put himself on TV to watch himself project in the most humiliating ways possible, doing the exact opposite of the things he's saying that she's doing because he's doing them. Excuse me.
It's like, you feel foolish because you're a freaking fool.
He came there because he had felt foolish from the other night and he thought that this would help.
But this is a man who's not in touch with like his inner intuition and knowledge.
Obsessed.
How could that have played out well? Like,
you know what? Here's what I'm saying. Well doesn't mean it works out. It played out well because maybe for the first time, this little man can see himself and maybe he would adjust the way that he is behaving. And then some petite little thing would think that he was just a hot chiseled jaw and it would work. But he would have to learn to pay attention to other people. No, I wrote down, hey, this sucks. You're not making this about me. I'm having the worst time. I'm going to have to talk to her about it. It's like, maybe don't. It's just for our sake.
So all of that is to say that she did swiftly kick him out, which we love to see.
When you look better with a horse's ass than not, you better enjoy that moment correctly.
Exactly. Enjoy it. That's sometimes what you need is like the concrete evidence to give a, like, I wouldn't say that he's not like really gaslighting in this.
Ego is gaslighting his soul.
Yeah. So anyway, good riddance, good luck and good riddance. I really hope the thing that is nice with these villains is that like, I hope that he ends up on Paradise and we get to see his character change. Like love when you see a villain. And
do you think he has it in him? You think he's going to change? Do you think he's going to change?
I mean, if he watches this.
Well, that's what I'm worried about because America has kind of been going on for a while now and it seems to be news that things are not right.
Right.
That's where I'm concerned.
There's a lot of people who don't, but most people aren't actually watching themselves on television.
Right. Like, this would be like, he's being made example of.
And this was very insecurity driven. Like, I think all of this started once he started to piece together that he was not winning this thing. And that was so embarrassing for him. So,
okay. Speaking of Chiron, though, this is how your Chiron rune works. If he comes back to Paradise and he goes, look, you guys don't know me at all. Last time I was here, I was so insecure that I could not see my head from my horse's ass when I had the chance to wear lifts in my shoes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now I'm back on Paradise to actually introduce myself. I'm Chris, just Chris, because there's no other Chris's here. And before I was just one of the other Chris's, but now it's just me. And I want somebody to have a nice conversation with first and foremost.
Yeah. He needs to, we need that. Otherwise,
but if he does that, his wound will heal us all. To show us how you do it.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know if he's that powerful, but...
Well, I mean, no, but some people will relate to him. I know a lot of short white guys who have a lot of money who act exactly like that. So maybe they'll be like, oh, maybe I could try that tactic. Even if they're lying and they're saying I was wrong, it would still help in terms of the vibration.
So then there was a cocktail party and just the one little thing that happened. So Martin, you know, our good buddy Martin, Gelfand. He says to Michelle, they have their little like special time. And he says, it sounds like you're saying the same exact thing to the other guys that you're saying to me.
What do you mean it sounds like?
Like, I guess the guys are comparing notes kind of thing. Oh. So Michelle's just like, well, like, do you really like think that I would just like blow smoke up your ass? Like, that's basically what she said. She's like, you know me. Like, you know that I'm not just like saying things.
Also, she definitely didn't say to anyone, thank you so much for coming and checking in with me if I was okay. You're definitely the only one that's done that. So I don't know what you're talking about. The other ones, she actually had to have a sit down and say, hey, do you guys know that I'm here?
Right. Exactly. So then he like makes a quick left turn and goes
again. Well, this is his game. This is the Gemini moon shit where it's like, okay, I tried that thought. Now how about this thought?
Right. It had nothing to do with it. And he's like, oh, okay. So, actually like the reason I'm here is because like the, you know, the girls in Miami are just so high maintenance.
Oh.
And she's like, well, what does it mean? Like, what is that? Can you explain?
I don't know. It looks like you have blonde frosted tips. So again, right. Are you talking about me? Or are you talking about you? Are you talking about those girls? Or are you talking about yourself, Marty?
Like, literally.
You take your glasses off every time we kiss, and that's more high maintenance than anybody else. Just in terms of the whole thing you have to do.
So she's like, so what does that mean for a woman to be high maintenance? And he's like, well, you know, these women, they just really, they come. He's like, well, usually a man doesn't come into a relationship saying, like, will you take care of me?
Oh my God. I'm glad I didn't watch the end of this. I would lose my voice. But
Martin, obviously, has not dated a lot of men.
Okay, here's what I want everybody to know. If you're listening, now, I guess this, I assume it's mostly women, but if the men have any smarts, they would listen to the women. That's sort of what we're trying to say. That relationships aren't about men taking care of women. It's about people taking care of each other. The rich, the poor, the men, the women, the black, the white, the ugly, the pretty. We're actually all the fucking same in the end, even if we have an underbite, okay?
Yep. And so then, somehow here. So then she asks him to explain it again. He basically says the same thing and they're not getting anywhere. So this was a bad moment for Martin, for her, to the point that he actually went out to the other guys and like told them about it. And we're just like, yeah, I definitely like said that wrong. And like, that did not come out right. She didn't really get what I was trying to say.
What he was actually trying to say was, I do not have the financial means to support you and the baby that we're going to have completely. And I'm insecure about that. And I don't have the money to keep my frosted tips up. So I don't know how I'm going to pay for your highlights either.
Yes. Oh, and he also said that he came on the show because he knows she's different. I don't think he was really talking about hair here. I'm going to say that. But
maintenance is maintenance. No one's talking about what they're talking about.
So he came on the show because he knows she's there. Now, what I'm thinking is, now she just had that conversation with Nate about how she gave and gave and gave in her last relationship. This is the worst thing.
Oh my God.
Her like, holy, oh, you shit, were the girl who seemed like you were going to give to me. So that's why I came on the show. Literally,
oh my
like,
God.
Dug his own grave, basically.
Wow. That's actually so ironic. Wow. Because he wasn't even there.
No, he doesn't know that.
But that's why group, like, when we're talking about like, not knowing what's going on, then you're not tapped into yourself. Telepathy, we can call it that. What it is like reading the room. Like if everyone's having the same thoughts and they're not saying them, and you know what I'm saying? It's like the fact that that was so much in the space.
Yes.
Means something.
That it just like came blurted out of him. So, and then to top it all off, Olu out of nowhere calls him two-faced.
Gemini Moon gets,
I know,
discovered. Give him a sweatshirt. Get him a sweatshirt.
And again, to anyone who hasn't listened to our previous episodes, I'm a Gemini moon. Sarah is a Gemini rising. This is not a Gemini hate.
And Chiron is on my ascendant.
I'm sure we've probably been called two-faced at some point in our lives. It's just, it comes with the territory.
I've been called like 30-faced.
But how funny. Our man, Swolu.
Swolu. I like Swolu.
Swolu has no idea what this man's moon sign is. He calls it as he sees him. He's freaking two-faced.
Well, that's why he's also crying when she hurt, because he's actually genuinely intuitive.
Yeah, exactly. So that's basically it. We've got.
How did Martin react to being called two-faced?
Oh, it was in the interview. He didn't.
Oh, because the thing though, is Martin's not two-faced. He's of too many minds. You know what I mean? Like, we're both Geminis, but we're a little older. We're a little smarter. We're women, so we have many thoughts that we could see other people's opinions. But at the end of the day, the truth isn't. At the end of the day, there is a core. This is actually my belief.
Yes, exactly. So. So the final piece of the show, we do the roses, and our guys Casey and Leroy go home. Shocking no one, to be
honest. Had to happen.
So we're really down to like the MVPs at this point. I think they had 10 on before, and so I think this is now like 8 or maybe 7, considering that. It's going fast. I think they've started to make it go faster in the last couple.
Right. We don't need 23 episodes of Housewives either, for the record.
Right. Exactly. Or 3 sudden episodes of Ultimate Girls Trip.
Right. Dude, the Brittany Murphy doc could have been 45 minutes. We found nothing out.
I know. I heard that, so I haven't even gone.
There's more that I could tell you based on the astrology than this documentary did in 2 hours.
Oh, well, that's not a bad idea. Although maybe it's a little too sad.
Well, no, it would be interesting, but it's like, it's also just like morose. It's like, I could tell it to you in 5 seconds too. It's just like, it's in the charts. But I have one thought that we'll bring it up. If you have any, did I miss anything else?
Brittany Murphy died on my birthday.
Okay.
That's unfortunate. But as for The Bachelorette, no, nothing else. I'm just, okay.
I want to make a comment. Well, I mean, aren't we all? Isn't that what life is? We got to tell Chris, just sit back and relax and watch. If you're not getting paid attention to, you might not like each other, you know? But don't be an ass and use that ass, you know? Come on. I want to say, Casey, the one thing that we have both agreed on, Gemini to Gemini, we know what the truth is, which is that when you love someone, you tell them you love them. Michelle said something that seemed more authentic than anything I've heard so far. And I believed it because now we really do know her stuff. She said to Nate, I think this is the best date I've ever had. And he said, like, ever or just, like, on The Bachelor? She said, I think ever.
Yes.
And it's a real statement. It's almost even more than I love you, because that's another one of those words where it's like, but I love you. I love you. That's why I cared to be so mean, because I care so much because I care. No.
This is kind of like, no, this is in the piggy bank of dates. And even when we're not together, I'm still going to cherish this little day we had.
Yeah. She's saying this is like my favorite day of my life.
And also her two besties were there. So like they were on her favorite lake. Her two besties were there. Her man's was at her side.
But he acted so appropriate. He's the only one that's acting appropriately at all.
Yes.
He has been such a class act this whole time. He does stand up for her when someone has to. He also doesn't fight unless it's necessary. I think that to me, there is no other choice, actually.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, I like Rodney a lot, too.
I like Rodney a lot, and but Tolu. He doesn't know the candle. They don't know the candle. They could be bachelors. They could be bachelors. I want them on Paradise.
Yes, Swolu for sure.
They're great supporting characters. Mm-hmm. They're not the winner of this show.
They're not the leading man, no. Because it's just like the full, Nate and her have that whole chemistry, the whole vibe, and they just have facets of it, not the whole thing.
And you want to know something? This is where Paradise is kind of fun. Now I get it. Because you can see where karma becomes dharma. So Becca Kufrin, who has been The Bachelorette, like, I guess a lot of times or something, she's a leading lady, right? She was the only one there that was a leading lady. But Thomas, who they all, out of insecurity, accused of saying the thing that they all feel, which is that maybe I could be The Bachelor, he actually was the leading man, like, in terms of statistically. But what happens is... And they all knew that. That's why they ganged up on him. They all ganged up on him and made it seem like, because Katie actually heard him say it too. It wasn't until they were like, how could you let him say that?
I know.
So she actually ended up getting broken up faster than anybody, LOL. But what happens is in Paradise, karma corrects itself and it becomes dharma, because the leading lady and the leading man, who both were kind of on the wrong seasons for the wrong reasons, were actually there for the right reasons in the end, because they were two leads that were miscast, and then they found each other, and we have a leading lady and a leading man, and it took Paradise to get there, because sometimes it is the right reason and it is the wrong season.
Wow. That's true on The Bachelor, and it's true in life. Are they still together?
They got engaged.
Thomas and Becca.
They did.
Okay.
And you know that's real because it had nothing to do with the cameras.
But was it a Neil Lane Diamond?
Now that is the question.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.